Yes, guys, welcome back to the Once You're In podcast, episode 111. And it is going to be a special Rate Your Physiques episode, a half an hour Rate Your Physique special. So thank you for those who have sent your photos in. We're basically going to do like a first come, first serve kind of thing. So basically, if we don't get back to yours today, send
Tough
them again
luck,
next
bro.
Time we put them up. Yeah.
Tough
so
luck, bro.
Every time we put them up, if we you haven't had yours responded to, send them through again. If you could send them as either to me or Reese via DM, whoever puts the box up, or if both of us put it up, send the photos either into the questions box, or it's actually easier if you send it via DM because we can then get them up large on our phone. Otherwise, they're in a small box. So send them via DM, and then you can send us either in the box, you can send us your age, weight, height,
age,
goals,
sex, location,
category, etc. Yeah, your whether you're a they or them. He, she,
just give us a bit of
pronouns.
Background. Yeah, give us a bit of background into like how long you've trained, and almost give us like a profile.
Don't need to
pack.
Give us all that. Just
no,
tell
no,
us what
I feel like just giving us a bit of background. Like, because imagine a guy sends through a photo, and he's trained for 6 months, and he looks like an absolute phenom. We'd be like, Jesus, mate, you're pretty good. You ever thought about bodybuilding, bro? Yeah. Like, there's a fair few things where, like, again, just give us a bit of background, hype yourself up a little bit, and then. We like, imagine a guy like looks pretty average. He's like, I've trained for like 13 years, like 33. I've been taking it pretty serious. So that's 9. They're just like, you're like, bro, you sure? Like, again, we'll be pretty objective. We'll be pretty honest. And we'll kind of just have a bit of a chat. That's not to say that we're coming from a period, like a position of superiority over these people. We're very average. We're very average bodybuilders. So
speak for yourself, mate.
Yeah.
So the first one is Mac and Morris. He sent me a reel of his posing. I mean, mate, you've got a vest on.
Yeah, and also Macca, like, are you going to actually pick a prep and stick to it, bro?
I can't assess your midsection control. I can't assess your lower back condition or musculature. So,
prep? I mean, he went into a prep and then pulled out after like two, three weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. Dad kids, aren't they? Bless them.
Yeah.
Congrats,
Macca,
by the way.
Yeah,
Macca,
can I ask? Yeah, I would ask. Like, probably you should have just waited till next year. Like, he did, pretty much. He did like 2-3 weeks, and he went, oh, yeah, probably not going to be the best. But I think he knew that, and he probably thought, maybe, and then he was like, no. Macca looks wicked. Looks really good.
We've got one where you've actually got your top off now.
Yeah, that was last prep. Yeah, Macca looks really good. Definitely, I'd say
7 weeks out.
In a
sense,
like, I feel like Mac is very much like an IG sort of like men's physique guy. In the sense of like last time he competed, like he obviously needs a lot more size. But that being said, nowadays does he really relative to men's physique? He did well when he competed. He made big improvements from when he first stepped on stage. Or when I say first time, I think it was the first time. The last time he prepped. So 2 preps ago. I don't know if that was the first time, Macca. But yeah, I would also say as well, Macca. Pose, take your top off, man. Like, yeah. There's a lot of posing.
Give us some photos. Give us an actual representation.
Yeah, I don't think he really posts much when it comes to his off season.
This was plans have changed after the birth of the twins.
Yeah,
but this is ages ago, right?
Yeah, that's like when he's like a couple of weeks out from his last prep. He looks good. Macca looks really good. I think he's got good shape, good structure. Just needs a bit more in the areas he knows he needs to improve.
Got a good chest.
Yeah.
Good delts. Midsection's nice.
Yeah. Back could be better. Yeah. Like
delts, chest, arms, very good. Especially his chest. Chest really good.
Yeah. But Mac, you do need to post more. And you also need to post your training. That's for sure. Like I see a few times where he'll post his training, but
stop looking after your newborn twins, mate, and start doing what Reese is telling you.
Start doing content and actually
being
a bodybuilder.
As if you haven't got what else to do.
Yeah,
are we doing numbers ratings like out of etc?
Yeah, I can do. I'd say Macca's
so
like
for his goals of like IFBB Pro.
I'd still say it depends. He's got a long time to prep. So you think he's aiming for? Is he aiming for that the Arnold next year or something? So that's quite early. So he's not actually got that long. I'd say Macca's good. I'd say potential wise, really good. But I'd say he probably for a pro level physique, in my opinion, he's probably still a bit off. Like relative to what we're seeing, but he made wicked improvements last time, so it wouldn't surprise me if he makes even more improvements. And he's like, oh, he's actually like, he won an overall last time, 2 pros. Yeah, Macca's good. Like I'd say like an 8.5, 9. Like, what would you say?
For like currently, like if we're looking again, it's difficult because if you're looking at compared to pro standard, he wouldn't be 8.5, 9.
No,
he'd
no,
be
no.
like
no,
6, 7.
He wouldn't even be a pro. He's not a pro standard.
That's like, what I mean though. So if we're looking at like. for his long-term goals of that.
I'd say potential.
But I think the best thing to go off would be like where they're at now in terms of what, like, let's say the level they're going to be at competing at next. Like, I think it'd be like a 9.
Yeah, that's why I said 8.5. Yeah.
M-Tales.
Finally. M-Tales, we're so sorry. This has taken us way too long.
Oh, it hasn't. He's never messaged me. He hasn't called me today. Age 26. Height 5'6/7. 5'6".
Yeah, 5'6".
Weight,
I'm probably 5'5".
73.5 kilos. Aim, I don't know yet. Lol. Win shows.
Aim, just get on stage. He's the individual who said that, you know, his world was falling apart.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So hopefully your world isn't falling apart still. Maybe our podcast sorted you out.
Do you know his name?
No. Matthew, I think. I don't know. M-Tales, if your name's Matthew, I've guessed that
so
incredibly well.
So, again, we've got a very small video. I've got literally a tiny
click
video.
Click on his account, mate. He posts, him and his coach post, like, regular updates. Click message and then go through there. And you can get a good insight. He was asking, like, a fair few times at, like, 11 weeks out, am I in a good spot?
11 weeks out, post-refeed. That was the 4th of May. That's ages ago.
Is that his newest post?
No. One day ago.
Yeah, I'm looking through that now. One day, thanks again. Yeah, 73.5 kilos, three weeks out. So 3 weeks out, like, I think just looking at his posing, I think immediately that could be a bit better. He looks a little bit rigid in that. And that's, again, like, I know that's not great
physique.
His posing's
not bad.
No, but I don't think it looks like just going through like quarter turns.
Good.
Yeah. But that being said, he's probably fasted, absolutely shattered. The last thing he's thinking of is, let me make sure my presentation in my backyard's
keep
amazing.
Your adductors closed on the front shots. One elbow's a bit lower on the front double, but like these, yeah, again, like this is like posing tweaks. But condition's really good for 3 weeks out.
Yeah.
I'd be very happy with this position at 3 weeks out.
First timer, I'm pretty sure. Did he say he's first timer? I don't know if he's competed before. But, oh yeah, he's got 2022 prep. Did he actually get on stage in 2022? Or he's got that as his highlight. Let's see if he actually got on stage.
Still needs a bit more off the back, the glutes, the hamstrings.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah, he's doing really good, Nick.
Pretty
first
well
show,
balanced.
No, he stepped on stage before.
I think you must have... Do you have an issue, like a shoulder issue or a scapular issue? Because like one side's definitely lower. When you're hitting your front and your rear double, your one shoulder is definitely elevated more than the other, but it doesn't look it on like the front on the most muscular and stuff. So it might just be the front and the rear double. And I also think your hands are too wide; you're almost here instead of like coming in slightly. But very good.
Yeah.
He said, "Aim, don't know." So obviously, we can't really assess his physique based on if we don't know what he's competing.
Yeah,
I'm guessing he's competing in bodybuilding, and I'm guessing he's competed in he's going to compete in untested feds. That's what I'm guessing.
Oh yeah, definitely. You think he's natty?
No, that's what I'm saying.
M-Tales, you might be natty. Can you let us know, please, if you're natural? You look it. I'd say we know you're not natty. But yeah, he's coached by Joe Richardson, if I'm not mistaken. Who looks
he's
very
coached
good currently.
By Michael Fox, mate.
You sure?
Yeah, one day ago he's tagged Michael Fox in it.
I don't think he is, mate.
And Ryan. Well, why is he tagging him in it then?
Well, maybe he sacked Joe.
Yeah, looks like it.
Have you sacked Joe? Let's be real. Have you sacked Joe? So, yeah.
Well, that's who he's tagged in it. Incredible event, thanks to Michael trained by Fox. Unless he just went to a posing event. But no, I'm sure he's coached by him, because otherwise why would he be tagging him in it?
Yeah. He was coached by Joe, I'm pretty sure.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah.
Look good. Good spot, conditions good 3 weeks out. Double check your posing, keep your adductors closed, shoulder height, either side, front and rear double. But
yep,
otherwise,
sound. Next
good.
One.
Give me a second because I'm just going to be sending these to Sam at the same time. So, Aaron Aesthetics, who is very, very, very good.
Men's physique guy who's gone to Classic,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
His name's Aaron Carpenter.
Yeah.
Just give me 1 second.
Got absolutely robbed by Dan Inman. Dan Inman robbed him. Paid the judges. Somehow he didn't win.
Dan
beat
him, did he?
Yeah, Dan. Shout
Dan's
out Dan.
Very good.
All in bodybuilding. I wasn't there. But heading into the show, I remember them two being up against each other, and I thought to myself, Dan was really good, but I thought
Aaron's crazy good.
Yeah, Aaron was crazy good. I was like, oh, Aaron should win that. And then when I saw that Dan won, I was like, oh.
Yeah, Aaron got beat by that James Hume, like young lad.
Yeah, but then I looked at how Aaron presented himself on stage, and I think like posing, a few tweaks he could have made. Like, yeah. I think Dan, by think the criteria
as well. Yeah, yeah. I don't remember exactly, Aaron.
No.
But anyway, Aaron, 24, 5'11", currently 84 kilos, looking to do Classic in the Natty Feds this year, and then shoot for an IFBB Pro card.
So he's in the Classic Feds for this year. That's exciting.
Yeah, mate, he looks really good. I'll show you these.
Yeah, he's got, like, his arms delts wicked.
His shape's crazy. Yeah. His waist is tiny. His legs are still lagging, yeah, especially from the rear shots. His thickness through, like, the adductors, hamstrings.
8th of June.
Definitely lagging behind.
Yeah. 66 days from the first show. Yeah, I'm seeing.
Is
I'm,
he showing
yeah,
all
yeah, no, no, I'm looking at, like, this, where he hits, like, okay, the front lat. Yeah. Yeah, and his waist, like, disappears. He looks really good.
Yeah.
Like, very, very solid physique. I think once he adds muscle to the areas he needs to, which, to be fair, like, he's got... It's one of those sort of physiques where, like, against body on Instagram, he looks really good. But when you look at it relative to a criteria, he has a fair few weaknesses, and, like, that's one of those where it just takes time. And, like, he's young, he's still natty. Like, he'll be very, very good.
Yeah, he's crazy good.
Yeah, I don't know who he's coached by.
By Dan Bastion.
Yeah, he was. I didn't know if he still is coached by Dan, but yeah, if he's still coached by Dan, wicked, sound. Hopefully he guides you to the stage in the best spot possible, and I'm sure, mate.
Yeah, I think he is. He tagged Dan Bastic.
Yeah, you'll do pretty well. He put up on the 17th of June, 8 weeks out.
Yeah.
So that was what. So he's now 7 weeks out. Which, to be fair, like, condition wise, it's hard to really assess. He looks good. Yeah. I'd still say he's got a fair bit to come off for 7 weeks. Like, he's not.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he sent me that, which is maybe quite recent. You think 7 weeks is not bad. Lower body condition, yeah. But again, it's Classic, so it's not too much of an issue.
Yeah.
He also put, keep up the podcast, mate. Really enjoy them. Smash through them during steps. Hope prep is going well also. It really looks like it. Thank you, mate. It is going well. And we appreciate you listening, and you look very good.
Finn so. Appreciates. No mention of me.
Best of luck for this year, mate.
No mention of me. Cheers, Aaron. Thanks.
So, next one. Ryan. Ryan Higgins.
Ryan Higgins.
26 years old. He's private, mate. So, I don't know. You might follow him. 77.8 kilos. Photos and reels and things will be on screen, obviously, for all these guys and girls, if we get any girls that have messaged. First timer this year, BMBF and UKDFBA bodybuilding, looking to transition to Classic. 9 weeks out from the first show.
Looking to transition to Classic. So that's what he's looking to do. He's
in
doing
the long term, yeah. Compete naturally for a few more years, add more muscle, looking to earn my pro card in the future, either naturally or down the assisted route. Working on currently becoming an online coach and PT. So, to be fair, he's got a very good upper body. Arms are good. Delts are pretty good. Overall shape's really nice. Thickness through the chest, very good. Lower body's lagging a little bit from these shots, but that's based on maybe the angle of the photos being slightly angled down. Just one sec. Back looks pretty dense on that rear relaxed. Side leg, definitely be posing it a little bit better. As a gap, you almost want to hide that gap between your legs. Side shot, you don't look as well muscled as from the front or even from the back, to be honest.
I think that's probably posing. You've given every single bit of insight, and I'm like, I'm here, let me have a look at him. Sound Ryan Higgins, let's see if I recognise him. I don't.
I thought he'd got on his profile, so he's private. Follow him.
Do you want me to drop him a follow? Ryan Higgins. Ryan, Finn's followed you back. Followed by John Lofthouse, so he's definitely inquired for posing from him.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, he does look
9
good.
9 weeks out, yeah. I'd say composition's probably weighed.
For a first timer, like, kind of where it needs to be. Yeah, he's definitely not ahead. He's not like, Jesus Christ, step on the gas.
Not behind.
But for a first timer, like, yeah, you'll be in good nick. You probably won't be absolutely fat free, but no. you're in a good spot. Finn's kind of reiterated what
you can definitely make yourself look thicker and bigger on that side.
And I also would say, like, I know you mentioned Classic in the future. I don't really look at you and think Classic. I think he's got...
Maybe he could be in the long term. He's got quite a nice big rib cage, quite a nice small waist.
Yeah, I'd say, like, you're probably well-suited. You just look like a...
Well-suited to bodybuilding.
You look like a well-suited bodybuilder.
Good first-time bodybuilder.
Yeah, very good first-time bodybuilder.
How old did he say?
26, I think he said. So, yeah, really good. Like, way, way, way better than Finn first time. So you'll be sound.
Better than me now?
Nah. Probably not. I don't know. He might be up against you. You never know. If he's doing bodybuilding. Yeah, he might be.
He's good. Well, that's another person that'll beat me. Ollie Greaves Fitness.
I know this. I recognise his name.
Yeah, he's messaged me.
It's always funny how Instagram works, and like some names, you just like, yeah, follow back. I've never seen this guy in my life, but I know his name. Like, it's quite weird how Ollie Greaves. I feel like I've spoke to this guy before. That's because I have. He messaged, hey, congrats, mate. Well deserved. Still look quality, bro. And to say you were men's physique 2 weeks ago. He tagged me in a photo from me on the, oh yeah. He got me. He got a very good quarter turn of me on the universe stage. So I appreciate that photo, mate. I got robbed. I looked the best there by an absolute mile. My quarter turn, my left side was like banging. It's probably my best pose, which is funny because I didn't know how to hit the pose till legitimately, not even 12 days. That's when I started learning. I probably didn't nail it till about 3 days out, and I was like, I'm hoping this looks all right. And somehow, it didn't look too bad. So, yeah, appreciate taking a photo of me, mate.
So, Ollie Greaves, 23, 80 kilos, 6 foot, competing for first time UKDFBA Junior Men's Physique in September. What are your thoughts, Reese?
Let's have a look. So, has he sent you any photos, or has he just got his stuff on his...
You go through his Instagram, and I'll send you... I'll go through the photos after.
So post-push posing, 29th of May. So what's that, a month ago? Looks good. Like, shape looks pretty okay for men's physique guy, like in the sense of, like, he's got that sort of men's physique look, but then he's also posing for men's physique. His photos he put up a week before that. If anything, he looks just like he needs a bit more muscle. I wouldn't say, like, men's physique. I think he looks men's physique based on his muscle mass.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's, like, entry-level competitor, like, so you basically go into men's physique because you do need more muscle, you need more time, but you want to compete and give it a go.
Yeah.
Cool. Men's physique.
Yeah.
But yeah, you need like, for now, like, if we're looking at what? September, so you're 12 weeks out from the UKDFBA Heart of England. Condition's fine for 12 weeks out. Like, pretty good, to be fair. You still pull off a good amount between now and then. You will obviously look sharper and sharper as you get leaner, but you do just need more muscle in the long term, like, especially through the delts, the arms, chest, desirable areas.
That's for men's physique, and also if your aspirations are to, let's say, go into bodybuilding.
Like, nice, like, I think your structure could be good for men's physique because your waist is quite small. But yeah, just need more muscle everywhere. Not, you could argue, like, chest, delts, arms, but everywhere, like back, lats especially. Upper back thickness looks pretty good, like traps, they don't look bad. But yeah, just more muscle everywhere. But for this year, for a first timer, 12 weeks out, like, condition's really good.
Yeah. What's he said? Junior men's physique, UKDFBA, September.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So you'll be up against one of my guys. Going to war, Ollie, you're going to get smoked, bro. Nah, it'll be good. That'll be good. So I'll probably see you on the show day, mate. That'll be good. Say hi. Take a photo of me doing a quarter turn. I'll take a photo of you doing your quarter turn. We'll swap. Right. Who's next, mate?
Liam Davis, 25, 5'9", 180 pounds on stage, bodybuilding, and he sent some Fitex shots. Do you want to put in his Instagram?
What's his name?
Liam Davies, 07. He did the Fitex Welsh first time as he got second place.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've spoke to this guy before. I think he's asked me a question that I don't think I got back to, so sorry, Liam.
Let's pull it from you.
Yeah. Right, so are we looking at his stage photos?
Yeah, so rear lat spread, glutes look really good, hamstrings are good, could be leaner definitely through
the back,
the whole back, but you could argue through muscle, the hamstrings and the glutes as well, but mainly through the back. But it's pretty nice. That waist comes in, you know, pull off another 10 pounds from there and that waist comes in a bit more. Yeah. That's a really good shot.
Side chest, like, biceps look fucking stupidly good.
Yeah, but I think that the biceps are mint, but rear delts as well. Triceps are lagging.
Rear delts, like, just
biceps and rear delts.
Front delts a bit cracking. Meh. Chest a bit meh. Like, it's like you got like some body parts that I look at and go, huh? And then other body parts I'm a bit like, okay, those areas need to be better.
Triceps especially. Side leg, like, again, a lot of it's posing. Like, if you can sit a bit deeper into that and really push that leg into that other leg, you make your leg look a lot thicker. And if you tuck that elbow in, like, you need to tuck everything in a lot tighter.
I will say, mate, in his off-season, like I say off-season, like the photo he put up in Rhodes, I don't, hopefully you're not like in an off-season deep into it. Look at that, that's a manly look. He just looks like a bloke.
Yeah.
You look pretty attractive in the sense
of... one of those blokes that just loves pints.
Yeah, you do. You look like a kind of guy, if you weren't into bodybuilding, you'd love pints and scraps. Yeah. So I have a lot of respect for you, please, mate. No, don't knock me out.
You look good.
That
front lat spread comparison, the throwback Thursday, that's looking really good. Like, obviously it's not stage shot, but we've not got a front lat spread stage shot. There's definitely more, like, there's definitely a good amount more fat to pull off.
Yeah.
On those stage shots, especially like the front, the abs and thigh. I'm on your page now, mate. Not just the photos that you sent me, but the stage shots that you sent me, like, they are very good. You just need, again, like, if we're looking at bringing your best look on that given day, probably would say you could have been another,
yeah,
at least 5-10 pounds sharper.
Yeah, I'd say at least 5, like probably 10,
yeah,
if I'm honest. But again, like, he said he won. So
Fitex World's first time and second place. It says
second. If you were 10 pounds sharper, bro, you would have had that first place. That's for sure. But no, looks good. That's for sure. You'll have to let us know competition plans moving forward, like lengthy off season, maybe a prep for next year. Yeah, I give yourself time.
If we're looking at off season, like areas to focus on: triceps, chest, front delts, which is just getting stronger at your pressing.
Yeah,
because your back's pretty good,
and also probably execution, like, across them. But that being said, because his front delts aren't are so dominant, and then his chest is poor. It's like you just need more muscle across there. Yeah. So it's probably not execution. It's probably just get stronger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the basics, bro.
Matt, 17, 95 kilos, 6'2", compete in 2024 in bodybuilding. Enjoy the check-in shots, he says.
What's his name? Is he private?
His name's Megaton on Instagram.
Fortunately, that doesn't pop up with somebody that I would know bodybuilding wise.
First push-up phase done with AJ Morris, so he's coached by AJ.
Yeah, he won't follow me, he's a natty.
He might do. Does that not come up? Megaton underscore?
No, I'll see.
Megaton underscore, that's all you have to type it in.
No, Megaton, no one's called Megaton follows me.
Yeah, well, you type it in, you'll find him. He's not private. Megerton underscore.
E-R?
Megerton.
Okay. I have Megaton as, like,
Mega.
Yeah, Mega, like Mega. Like.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, he doesn't follow me, of course. These fucking nutties.
So,
yeah, he looks alright. Doesn't follow me. So next guy.
Obviously, you've had surgery. That's the glaring sort of thing that you see, which is fine. And obviously, it's part of the sort of the thing is with bodybuilding, like, I have clients go like, oh mate, I've had surgery, like, is it going to be a massive issue when I compete? Like, realistically, it's noticeable. Like, there's no point going, oh, you can't tell. Yeah, you can tell, but the judges are going to know that the tan's going to cover that pretty well anyway.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't be overly concerned about that.
Yeah, and you've got to work with what you got.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can't change that.
No, but like, yeah, look at like my lower back and Finn's calves and hamstrings.
Can't change it.
Yeah, you can't change it.
Rear shots, really good. Rear lat spread, really, really good. Rear double bicep is very good. Front shots, not quite as strong. Definitely need a lot more through the quads, need more through the arms. The delts are pretty good. But yeah, like, back shots, upper body wise, are good. Even like the glutes and hamstrings, they look pretty well developed. I don't know, how old did he say he was? 17. Like, very good. But that back for a 17-year-old.
Let's have a look. Oh yeah, sick. Very good. Yeah, really good.
And even from the front, like the shape through the lats on the front lat spread and front double. Really good back, really good lats for, especially for 17. Otherwise need time and muscle, but I think they say the first time he's looking at competing is 2024. Okay, that's quite soon. I mean, obviously,
that's a bit harsh. Him and AJ. That's a bit soon. Yeah, maybe give yourself a bit more time. No, exactly. As a teen, yeah, I'd be saying, like, I'd personally say, give yourself as many years as you can. So that would be 2025, and I think you'd be really competitive.
It might not be, though. It might be 2024.
Yeah, it might be.
If 2024 is your last year as a teen, then
go for it.
Sound, go for it. Yeah, but if you could do 2025, I would recommend that. But obviously, you're coached by AJ, so what do we know?
Yeah,
listen to what AJ says.
Yeah, AJ knows way more than me and Finn.
Yeah.
Don't even listen to this podcast. Like, find an old one on Team MBM or whatever.
Go and listen to that.
And just listen to, even if you've listened to it already, just listen to that. Stop listening to us.
But no, you look good, man. 17, very good. Very, very good for 17 years old. Excited to see you compete, mate.
Yeah.
Last one?
Yeah, can do. Yeah, last one.
Ben Kelsey.
Have we not already done him?
Don't think so.
I feel like we've done him.
I think we've spoken about
it. Yeah, we spoke about it. Ben, you're very good, mate.
Yeah. 29 years old, 183 centimetres, 82 kilos, UKD FBA show. Yeah, he's a joke, isn't he, look?
Yeah, very good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Won a PCA show, didn't he? Like,
yeah.
It's one of those where he's not got a real small waist, but his midsection is so good that, like, you don't even look at his waist and think, oh, like, his waist is like, because he's objectively not that men's physique in the sense of, no, his
delts aren't crazy, yeah, his arms aren't crazy, his back width's not crazy.
But his midsection, like, in that front double bicep, he's pretty blocky. You're pretty blocky, Ben, but your midsection is so good that it's like, yep, sound as a man.
Your midsection definitely, like, carries your whole look. It brings it all together. Your back's not bad, but it can definitely be bigger and thicker. Yeah. Your arms especially can be bigger and thicker for men's physique. I'd say your delts can be as well.
And also, Ben, can I be honest with you, mate, and say Sanaya, the story you tagged us in where you were being nice about the podcast, Sanaya, like, mentioned to me, because I was like, oh, that's a real... I said to her, oh, this guy's, like, a real... He's a good men's physique guy. He's put a really nice story up. The angle, she was like, oh, God, his hairline's not the best, though. And I was like, that's horrible. I was like, the angle's not helping you. And there's some angle. So, Ben, don't talk to the camera where it's, like, stupidly lower than your head, because Sanaya was horrible about your hairline.
You don't, Ben... You don't care. No one cares what people think, so don't worry.
Yeah.
Especially what Sanaya thinks.
Yeah, don't care about what Sanaya thinks, bro. We think you look awesome. We think your hairline's amazing. You do look really good. Your midsection's class, mate. So yeah, if we're summarising Ben's physique, I mean, he's a very good men's physique guy who, objectively speaking, I don't think looks like you would look at him and be like, oh yeah, you're men's physique, but he does suit men's physique, which is what I like about men's physique, and I think that's the cool aspect of men's physique. So if we're looking at areas to improve, it's the men's physique musculature to accentuate that sort of men's physique look. Less abs, bro. Like, you don't need to do a single cable crunch or everything. Just keep your abs the exact same. Do not do...
Ben, tell us what you do for abs. It'd be cool to know.
Yeah. Yeah, have you always did you train them a lot when you started, like, training? Were you always, like, genetically, like, blessed with a good midsection? Like, were you like a freak at 13 where you just had a real good set of abs?
Really,
like,
really good midsection.
Yeah. And let us know what your plans are moving forward, mate. And yeah, that's pretty much that. You're very good, mate. So I'm envious of your midsection. And yeah, that's that. Finn is sending through all the photos to Sam, so Sam's going to be whacking them up.
That's why I'm just looking on my phone, guys, because I'm making sure, otherwise I'd forget who we went through. There's still a fair few that did come through that we haven't had a chance to get back to. So again, like, just drop me a message, because what I'll do is I'll open your chat.
Yeah, and then it's not where you have to resend through the exact same. Yeah,
just remind us again, because I have them on there. So... just remind us each time. If you've watched this episode and you go, oh, they didn't get back to mine, next time you see me or Reese put one up, just message saying, like, sent mine Finn. Before to Finn, or sent mine before,
yeah, and we can go from there. So yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed. I do enjoy the rate your physiques part.
That was good.
It'd be quite cool to do it with, like, a different individual on, you know, like, and get a different insight, like somebody who maybe, you know, if we had, like, a good coach or someone like that, and that would be quite a good insight.
Not any good coaches.
No, I mean, like, somebody else who's just not us, because we're going to probably share similar things, or maybe, like, somebody, or, like, for example, imagine we were to rate your physiques with, like, my mum, and we were to show, like, Dan Bastic 5 days out. Be like, mum, what do you think of this fucking behemoth? And she'd be like, Jesus Christ, or someone. That'd be quite a good insight. So, because sometimes, like, Sanaya, for example, will have a different opinion against the physique to me, and it's just because it's a different sort of look. So, yeah, that's that. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. Thanks to everybody who sent them in. Again, apologies to the ones we can't get back to, but it is something that we don't want to just skip through fucking loads, or likewise.
Yeah. We want to keep them to, like, half an hour content.
Where we get, like, 5-6 people.
Yeah.
That's quite a good sort of time frame. So, yeah, hopefully you enjoyed. Subscribe, comment, like, share, story tags, all that jazz. And we will catch you probably when I've got a little bit of a better tan somehow, when I've been away. So, yeah, see you later, guys. Bye-bye.